From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. An announcement by North Korea Tuesday has put the peace process between it and the United States, as well as South Korea, in limbo. The North canceled a high-level Wednesday meeting with South Korea over joint military exercises the U.S. and South Korea recently started. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman says he tried to get an official position on this from the Trump administration after this news broke. He says it could be less than diplomatic when they do release a statement.
He has said before that he's hopeful and optimistic about the talks and a positive outcome, but there's always a possibility that it could be scrapped. And he has said when he sits down with Kim Jong-un, if he doesn't like what he's hearing, he will respectfully leave the table.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says it's too early to get worked up about a report that the North Koreans are threatening to cancel next month's summit between the North and the U.S.
We are operating under the idea and the notion that the president's meeting is going forward with Chairman Kim next month.
She adds that the North was aware of the joint exercises and earlier stressed that it understood their importance. President Trump's nominee for CIA director says the agency should not have run the harsh interrogation program after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks against the U.S. Gina Haspel made the comments in a letter sent Monday to Virginia Senator Mark Warner. He is the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Haspel is seeking his support before a committee vote set for Wednesday. Haspel said in the letter the program is not one the CIA should have undertaken, a position she did not publicly express during confirmation hearings last week. This is VOA News.